been listening to King's Portion Live with web host Catherine Joy Foster.
Thanks for staying tuned to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today is your inheritance guarded against loss. See, there's restoration. There's restitution that says that you will have a return that is better than what you lost. We're going to look in Psalm, the first division, and it's going to be from the Message Bible. And it says that we will thrill to God's word, and we will chew on scripture day and night. And you're a tree replanted in Eden, bearing fresh fruit every month, never dropping a leaf, always in blossom. What that shows us is that to recreate the Garden of Eden on the inside of us, we have to meditate on God's words, on God's promises, on God's commandments, on God's judgments, on God's testimonies, so that we would learn how to be the tree. See, that tree was lost in the Genesis because of sin. And it was guarded so that Adam and Eve would not eat from the tree and live forever in their sin. But in Revelation, you'll find out that he who overcomes will inherit the tree of life. But to do that, we have to learn how to be the tree. One thing we realize is that if God can get it in us, then he can get it to us. If he can get the image of the tree of life in us, then he can get the tree of life to us. But it has to begin with who we think we are to God and only have his perspective. And when we do, we will never lose. We'll always be more than a conqueror. That means we have won a battle that we didn't fight, and we can't lose our position. Let's listen to D-Live as he sings, "I'm a Winner."
I wrote this song for that person who is thinking about throwing in the towel and giving up, but that's not an option. Josiah. Wrote this song for that person who might have stepped out of God's will and found themselves in a situation where they're embarrassed. And for that person working at 9 to 5, living check to check, I understand. Wake up, it's the same cycle. It's time to push the clock. It's time to put in work. Still no money in purse. Still no money in wallet. Yes, the bills are steady piling. Yes, it's a daily challenge just to watch the gas mileage. And we are not stalling. We trying to stay warm. We wear the long johns. Yes, the clothes is ripped and torn. Same with my self-esteem. Seems like we chasing dreams. But how we chasing dreams? Nightmares never leave, no. everybody rose. Head low, cause everybody knows. Now you're trying to get back in the game, but it's hard when it's dirt on your name. People love to dwell on your pain. People love to dwell on your shame. But I gotta rebuild, grow stronger. Gotta get in this word, more hunger. I'm sorry, Lord, I know I wronged ya, but I can't stay stuck no longer. I can hear you say, son, I called ya. No weapon before can harm ya. You conquer, you conquer, you conquer. I'm a winner.
Only the strong survive. I'm a winner.
Wow. We know the scripture says,
an overcomer.
He won't put more on us than we can bear. So
there is nothing that I can do.
Which means you're equipped for this right now.
I'm a winner.
But we gotta win.
I'm a winner.
So just say it to yourself.
Yes, I am.
You gotta speak that thing.
Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program again is your inheritance is guarded against loss. Restoration, restitution gives you return that's better than what was lost. Let's look and see just how our inheritance is insured against loss. So reimbursed after loss. In Proverbs, the 6th chapter, the 30th and the 31st verse, reads this: men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he is hungry, but if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He will give all the substance of his house. We want to look in John 10:10, because then we can see who the thief is. In the Amplified Version, it reads, "The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that you may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows." So this is Jesus giving you all the insight on why he came and what you should receive because he came. Abundant life, eternal life. But he also discloses who the thief is, and that is Satan. Now, what it does say is that if he steals from you, then he needs to return sevenfold. And you need to learn how to calculate when something is lost, whether it's a lost job, lost marriage, lost promotion, lost home. And you need to say seven times that, the value, and also put in there some pain and suffering restitution for that as well. But we have to understand that just because you may have been in a position of where you have lost in the past, that you can have such a defense that he can't steal from you in the future. And the only way that I know that you really can do that is by giving your heart to Christ, where you're under his covenant, and he'll cover every weakness, every loss. And knowing this is the only place where you can get full restitution is in the kingdom of God, in the body of Christ, and you coming in as a heir of God and joint heir with Jesus Christ. So why don't you say this prayer with me? Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I acknowledge that I need to be saved. Come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. I acknowledge the sacrifice and the offering of Jesus Christ. And I ask you to let me be the newest member of the body of Christ, knowing this, that all things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Now, if you said that prayer, why don't you email us at info@kingsportionlive.com. That's info@kingsportionlive.com, and we'll send you some encouragement along the way. Now, let's return to the remaining portions of King's Portion after this message from our sponsor. We invite you to visit our new interactive website. Please log on to www.kingsportionlive.org. That's www.kingsportionlive.org. We believe that you will discover something that will speak to the royal blood in you. Thanks for staying tuned for the conclusion of King's Portion today, which bears the theme, Your Inheritance Guarded Against Loss. See, restoration, restitution gives you return better than what you lost. We're going to look in Isaiah, the 51st chapter, and the first through the third verses from the Living Bible, and it reads, Listen to me, all who hope for deliverance, who seek the Lord. Consider the quarry from which you were mined, the rock from which you were cut. Yes, think about your ancestors, Abraham and Sarah, from whom you came. You worry at being so small and few, but Abraham was only one when I called him. But when I blessed him, he became a great nation. And the Lord will bless Israel again and make her deserts blossom. Her barren wilderness will become as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Joy and gladness will be found there. Thanksgiving and lovely songs. So you see, God's historic, breathtaking, stunning life is like heaven on earth. And when he can get the image of the tree of life in you so that you can be the tree, then he can also recreate the Garden of Eden around you, so you know that you have been heaven-drenched. This is Catherine Joy Foster for King's Portion, where we speak to the royal blood in you.
You have been listening to the King's Portion with radio host Catherine Joy Foster. Today's podcast is available for download. Log on to blog.kingsportionlive.com or email info@kingsportionlive.com.